الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله who began his book, the Holy Quran, with Alhamdulillah. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. O Allah, make us live as Muslims, make us die as Muslims, and make us in the company of those who are righteous. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, today inshallah we'll reflect on the story of a prophet in the Quran that is mentioned more than 180 times. You see his story in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the second surah of the Quran, in the first juz. And you see his story in Surah Al-Fajr, Surah 89, in the last juz of the Quran. A prophet that has a favor on each and every one of us, and on every Muslim until the Day of Judgment. A prophet because of whom you and I are only praying 5 times a day. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Musa alayhi salam. In the story of Isra and Mi'raj, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Musa alayhi salam in the 6th heaven. And Musa alayhi salam asked him, "What did Allah obligate on you?" He said, "Khamsuna salah," 50 salah in the day and the night. Musa alayhi salam said, "Irji' ila rabbika fas'alhu takhfif." Go back to your Lord and ask him to make it less. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ went back and forth until it became 5. And Musa alayhi salam asked our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Go back to your Lord and ask him to make it less." And our Prophet ﷺ said, "Inni astahi min Rabbi," I'm shy to go back and ask Allah Almighty to make it less. It used to be 50, now it is 5. And a caller called, "It is 5 in the count and 50 in the reward." Musa alayhi salam has a favor on each and every one of us. Can you imagine if we have to pray 50 times a day? A prayer every half an hour? 5 times a day, we don't even do it. Our Prophet ﷺ has a very strong connection to Musa alayhi salam. Every time he goes through a difficulty or a hardship, he says, "Rahma Allahu akhi Musa." May Allah have mercy on my brother Musa. "Laqad uziya bi akthari min hadha fa sabr." He was tested with much more than that. And he was patient. The story of Musa alayhi salam is the longest story in the Quran. We know everything about Musa alayhi salam. About his birth, how he was raised up, his challenge with Fir'aun, his marriage, everything. We know Musa alayhi salam. It is sunnah to read Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. It is not sunnah to read Surah Yusuf or Surah Nuh or Surah Hud. What's in Surah Al-Kahf that we recite on Friday? The story of Musa alayhi salam. Allah Almighty chooses very unique words to describe Musa alayhi salam in the Quran. And listen to those words carefully. إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي. O Musa, I have chosen you over all mankind with my message and my words. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And Allah has spoken to Musa directly. ولتصنع على عيني. And Musa, you are brought up under my own eyes. وناديناه من جانب الطور الأيمن وقربناه نجيا. And we called him from the right side of the mountain. And we drew him closer to us. Then Allah Almighty says, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I've covered you with love from me. The story of Musa alayhi salam is the most astonishing story in the Quran. It shows us and shows all humanity how the plan of Allah works. How Allah is challenging everyone and everything. It was told to Fir'aun that there'll be a male born in the people of Israel who will take over your kingdom and destroy it. Fir'aun decided to kill all the male boys who were born. They told him, if you do that, no one will be left to serve you. No one will be left to be enslaved. So he decided to kill the male boys every other year. And Allah Almighty caused Musa alayhi salam to be born in the very same year that Fir'aun is killing the male boys. This is the first challenge. And how was he saved? فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. Allah Almighty inspired to his mother, if you're worried about him, they'll find him. Put him in a casket and throw him in the sea. And that's a second challenge. Because he's not save an infant by throwing him in the sea. And who picked him up? فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. The people of Fir'aun picked him up to be an enemy and a grief for them. Can you imagine? Fir'aun picks up Musa alayhi salam in the year that they have decided to kill the male boys. And the wife of Fir'aun says, La taqtulu, don't kill him. This is a third challenge. Musa alayhi salam is raised in the palace of his own enemy, the enemy of Allah Almighty, sleeping on his bed, eating his food, being breastfed by who? By his mother. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْتَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. Can you imagine? The mother of Musa alayhi salam is getting paid to breastfeed her baby. Look at the plan of Allah Almighty, how it works. There's a number of people in the Quran attached to Musa alayhi salam. First, his mother. And there is no mention of the father of Musa alayhi salam, only a mention of his mother. Second, Harun, his older brother, who is also a prophet. Musa alayhi salam has an impediment in his tongue, and he asked Allah Almighty to support him with Musa, with Harun alayhi salam. وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. He can speak more fluently than I can. Third is Fatah in Surah Al-Kahf, وَقَالَ لِفَتَاه, his attendant or servant. And this servant or attendant is actually a prophet. Yusha ibn Nun is mentioned in the Old Testament in the book of Joshua. He's a prophet, Yusha ibn Nun. Fourth is Al-Khadr alayhi salam, mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Even though his name is not mentioned, but in Sahih Bukhari his name is mentioned. And there's a very interesting story about Al-Khadr alayhi salam, when Musa alayhi salam was asked by the people of Israel, who is the most knowledgeable person on earth? Musa alayhi salam said, I am. And Allah Almighty wanted to teach Musa alayhi salam a lesson. that there is a man in the Majma al-Bahrain, when the two seas meet, he is more knowledgeable than you are. What did Musa say? Good to know? Okay, I'm number two, not number one? No. Musa alayhi salam traveled far to learn from Al-Khadr alayhi salam. And then he tells him, هَلْ أَتَبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدَ. May I follow you so I can learn from you? And this is a lesson for all of us. To learn, it will take time and effort and sweat and money. As long as we do not learn or strive to learn, we think we know everything about Islam. The minute we start learning and putting the effort to learn, we will discover we do not know a lot about Islam. أتينا غداءنا لقد لقينا في سفرنا هذا نصبا. موسى عليه السلام tells his servant, bring us our lunch, we're so tired. Yeah, it takes effort for us to come for Juma, to park, to come for Sunday, to go to a convention. It takes effort. But I swear by Allah, the more we learn, the more we realize how much we do not know about Islam. The fourth person attached to Musa alayhi salam is As-Samiri. And he's the one who tempted the people of Israel and built for them a cow made out of gold. And it is mentioned in the Bible under the name Zimri. We learn from Musa alayhi salam how to be direct in speaking the truth. We see in Surah Al-Isra, verse 102, Musa alayhi salam is telling Pharaoh, who claimed to be the highest God with his army around him, وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ Musa, Pharaoh is telling Musa alayhi salam, وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا. Musa, I think you are possessed with sorcery, with magic. Verse 103, Musa alayhi salam uses the same words that Pharaoh used. And he says, وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فَرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا. And I think you, Pharaoh, you're confused, you're lost. Your kingdom will be destroyed. Look at that. Musa alayhi salam, how he's so direct in the truth. He's talking to the person who claimed to be the highest God, and he's telling him, you're confused, you'll be destroyed. He's direct with Adam alayhi salam in Sahih Bukhari. When he met Adam alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam told him, Anta Adam Abuna, you're Adam, our father. And the next question Musa alayhi salam is asking Adam alayhi salam, Fa'alama akhrajtana min al-jannah. Why did you cause us to be expelled from paradise? He's not saying, how is Eve doing? How was your weekend? How is Cain and Abel? No. You're Adam? Yes. Why did you cause us to be expelled from paradise? And Adam alayhi salam is teaching Musa alayhi salam a good lesson in a divine destiny. Are you blaming me for something? Allah has destined on me 40 years before I was created. Musa alayhi salam is even direct with Allah Almighty. قَالَ رَبِّي أَرِنِي أَنظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. Oh Allah, I want to see you. Direct with everyone. And this is a lesson for all of us. Most of us, myself included, are not very direct. We keep dancing around the question. We say yes, we mean no. We say no, we mean yes. We say, I can do it, but I cannot do it. We say yes, but we say inshallah, meaning I will not do it. And you and I need to be direct with everyone. With our bosses, our spouses, our children, our neighbors, we need to be direct. No reason to dance around the question and to give the answer that you don't want to give to start with. We learn from Musa alayhi salam how not to misuse the ni'mah, the blessing that Allah Almighty has given us. Musa alayhi salam was given power and strength, and he saw two people arguing with each other. فَاسْتَغَثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. One, the person from his side asked for help. And Musa عليه السلام pushed his opponent. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَ عَلَيْهِ. And he died. Musa عليه السلام realized that the ni'mah, the strength, the power that Allah has given him was used in the wrong way. So he said, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I will not use this blessing you have given me in the wrong way again. And Allah has given many of us so many ni'mas. Could be health, could be beauty, could be wealth, it could be intelligence, it could be affluence, it could be connection, the know-how. And you and I should use this ni'mah, this blessing of Allah Almighty in the right way. And what happens if we use it in the wrong way? And we will, because we're humans. Then we ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself with what I have done. Forgive me. And listen to the choice of words. Musa alayhi salam says, Rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. Even though he has killed a person, he said, I've wronged myself. Anytime we do something wrong against others, anytime we cheat, we lie, we backbite, we're wronging ourselves. We're not wronging anyone else. We're not wronging that person. We are wronging ourselves. And if this happens, we ask Allah Almighty. رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتَ نَفْسِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. Forgive me. And how do you ask for forgiveness? It is not a very long dua or something you say without understanding. Ibn Abbas says, التَّوْبَ النَّدَامَ. The repentance is to have remorse for what you have done. That's all. Having remorse for what you have done wrong is the repentance, is asking Allah for forgiveness. We learn from Musa alayhi salam the power and the beauty of helping others, especially strangers. Musa alayhi salam leaves Egypt worried about his life because what he has done. He's going toward Madian and he sees two young women standing next to a well and not taking their sheep to water. Musa alayhi salam says, Ma khatbukma, what is your story? She said, we're waiting for the crowd to leave and wa abuna shaykhun kibir, and our father is an old man, he can come and water for us. Fasaqa lahma, so he watered for them. Thumma tawalla ila dhil, and then he went under the shadow of a tree. And he made dua to Allah Almighty. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, I'm in a dire need for anything good from you. Musa alayhi salam did not ask the two women for their phone number. Did not ask, show me directions to this. Do you have a meal? Do you have a bite for me to eat? Quite often when we do favors for others, what do we do? What's in it for me? If I do this for you, what will you do for me? Not even a thank you, come on. Musa alayhi salam is not asking for the reward from the two women. He's asking for the reward from Allah Almighty. We can ask for the reward from the people we did the favor to, or we can ask for the reward from Allah Almighty. And what happens when he did that? He was invited to visit their house. He was offered to marry one of them. He was offered an employment for 8 years to be extended for 10 years. Just for helping two strangers. He got a wife, he got a job, he got a home. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling powerless or helpless, if you cannot help yourself, you can help yourself by helping others for the sake of Allah Almighty. After he finished the 10 years, he went back to Egypt for one reason. And that is to see his mother. And on the way back, Allah Almighty chose him to be a prophet. It shows you and me the importance of our parents, especially our mothers. The Messenger of Allah, he saw a dream of a companion reciting Quran in paradise. And he asked, who is this companion of mine reciting Quran in paradise? They said, Al-Harith ibn Nu'man. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرُ فَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرُ. This is a reward of kindness. This is a reward of kindness. Because Al-Haritha was known to be very kind to his mother. Today is June 22nd, 2018. Let this day be known that this is a day where we remember to make dua for our parents. If they have passed away, we say, Allahumma arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghiran. Oh Allah, have mercy on them. The same way they had mercy on me when I was young. If they're alive, may Allah give them good health and longevity. After this khutbah, on the way home, call them and say, Assalamu alaikum. I just called to say, I love you, I miss you. Nothing is more beloved to parents than their son or daughter calling them for no reason. Not to ask about the mail, can you borrow money, can you do this, what's for food, just to say, Assalamu alaikum, I love you. Nothing is more beloved to the parents than the son or a daughter calling them just to say, I missed you or I love you. May Allah make us among those who are kind to their parents. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We learn from the story of Musa عليه السلام the power of Allah Almighty and the planning of Allah Almighty. Injustice, oppression, confiscating the freedom of to gather or to speak will not last long. You are digging your own grave by doing this. The destruction of Fir'aun came at the hand of Musa alayhi salam, the infant that he raised his own palace. We learn from Musa alayhi salam how to be direct, not to be implied, but to be direct. Not to dance around the question, to say no when we mean yes, to say yes when we mean no. We learn from Musa alayhi salam not to use the ni'mah that Allah has given us in the wrong way. And if we do, we ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, forgive us. We learn from Musa alayhi salam the power of helping others, especially strangers. And asking the reward not from them but from Allah Almighty. We learn from Musa alayhi salam to be kind to our parents and to make dua for them all the time. We learn from Musa alayhi salam the power of the dua. Almost every verse where the story of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned, he's making dua to Allah Almighty. Asa Rabbi an yahdini sawa'is sabil. Maybe Allah will guide me. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Oh Allah, open my heart. وَأَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. And oh Allah, make my matters easy. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Oh Allah, remove the impediment from my tongue. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنْزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Oh Allah, I'm in a dire need for anything good from you. He's making dua to Allah all the time. And this is our first resort. You and I should always make dua to Allah Almighty. One brother is saying the dua is so long in Arabic, I don't understand a word of it. And I'll teach you and I'll teach myself. The shortest and the best dua. And I swear by Allah, you know this dua already. In the hadith, أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The best dua made out of two words is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that we say in the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha is actually a dua. If we say it from the heart, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, and if you're grateful to Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will give you more. We are waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect thing, before we say Alhamdulillah. And we have a lot to say Alhamdulillah for. One young man, he was walking without shoes and he was crying because he has no shoes. He said, I stopped crying when I saw a man with no feet. Comparing ourselves to people who are less fortunate than we are would make us appreciate the ni'mah of Allah Almighty. Oh Allah, we're grateful to you for everything you have given us and everything you have taken away from us. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة